Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have Casmira Cade. She is the Chair of the Arts Committee of the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League Young Professionals. Casmira, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And, well, you know what, Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League is a very well-known organization. It was refreshing to see the connection with the arts, and I thought, well, what a fantastic program, because you're very much into the civil rights arena, into different activities that relate to minorities, particularly African-Americans. But it's always nice to see that correlation to the arts, and I wanted you to expand on that. But let us begin with the Martin Luther King program, because by the time we're airing this program, actually, is going to be the final push for that event.
Okay.
So,
are you speaking of the young professionals?
The invitation you graciously sent me about the.
Oh yes, for our February exhibition.
The exhibition, correct?
Yes.
Yes, that's precisely the point. So let's begin from there, and from there we can expand to the other things that are arts related.
Okay.
When it comes to your group. So, why this arts Martin Luther King event, when, what to do, give us all the details.
So this weekend we will be collecting artwork at the Chris White Gallery for an exhibition that opens February 3rd. It will end February 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We are inviting community members to submit up to two pieces of artwork that reflect or in some way give remnants of the Black experience in America.
Mm-hmm. So what do you expect to see? And is there a particular kind of media that you're interested or is open to, I don't know, a sculpture, maybe painting, maybe poetry? You tell us.
We have opened it up to all forms of visual art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's about the Black experience.
Right. Very
vague.
Relationship
to Martin Luther King.
In relationship to Martin Luther King, not necessarily. Anything about the Black experience that resonates with anybody of any ethnicity, we're welcoming their artwork.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly Martin Luther King always resonates with people, so it could be a good place to start.
Right.
So those interested and the interest in having you right now is because if you guys are expecting to display creativity and things related to reflect what the Black experience is all about. And this is, there is no limit. I mean, if you're thinking about poetry, if you're thinking about maybe a painting, maybe photography, sometimes that reflects very well what is actually happening.
Absolutely.
So why did it come to mind to the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League? What is the correlation from that to maybe the mission of the organization, if you will?
So over the summertime, I attended the Young Professionals Community Organizing Training.
Okay.
And I'm an art teacher. That's my career.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, I've been teaching since 2007. So art is very important to me,
mm-hmm.
and I see how it changes neighborhoods
mm-hmm.
in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So after the community organizing training, mm-hmm. I started to contact people I knew who were interested in art in
mm-hmm.
the community,
mm-hmm.
and I created some relationships,
mm-hmm.
and we came together and we proposed to the young professionals that there should be an arts and culture committee, because when we talk about social change or evolution into a more tolerant society,
mm-hmm.
art is never not a part of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So we felt it was really important that the Urban League especially should include that part of our community.
So the refreshing part, and you are emphasizing that a lot, is that there's a solid chance to build community with inclusion of the arts. It allows people, based on what you are saying, if I understand correctly, that it frees the capacity of expressing ideas.
Absolutely.
In ways that probably might not happen otherwise.
Right. So the Urban League Young Professionals right now, or before the Arts and Culture Committee became a part of it, mm-hmm. was filled with people from political arenas, from mm-hmm. the business arena. Mm-hmm. And in art, it is different. Like mm-hmm. you just said, there's more opportunity for expression. Mm-hmm. There's more opportunity for interpretation, mm-hmm. Which isn't necessarily the case with other career areas. So mm-hmm. we wanted to make sure that our career area mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. the people on our committee mm-hmm. were opening those opportunities and exposing people who may not have been exposed mm-hmm. to all the great things that happen when art is involved.
Right.
You know, so we wanted to make sure that art was a part of the conversation, mm-hmm. that people were paying attention to art as if it was as important as business or politics or things like that.
There you go. It'll be important for the community, Casimir, if you're so kind. For those who might not have heard about the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League, to refresh some memories, if you will, by sharing what the organization does, the mission of the organization, and maybe what your group is doing right now in relationship to the organization. Why don't you go there and express a little bit what the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League is trying to accomplish based on the mission, maybe.
Okay, great. So the Urban League is the oldest civil rights organization, and our mission is to focus on social and civic engagement, mm-hmm. especially in the African American community. The Young Professionals, we are an auxiliary of the mm-hmm. Urban League, and okay. we support the Urban League's mission. Mm-hmm. So right now, as a whole, the Young Professionals are conducting trainings for mm-hmm. People ages 25 to 45 in different areas in mm-hmm. politics and mm-hmm. business. Our economic development committee has a financial training that they do once mm-hmm. a year, which is really awesome. Our civic engagement community does the community organizing training, also the political candidate training, mm-hmm. Which is really good. And the arts committee right now, we're focused on exposing mm-hmm. amateur artists in the city of Wilmington to the broader arts community. That's our focus right now. Over the summertime, when I spoke to people and started to build those relationships, mm-hmm. a lot of people were telling me that, you know, they didn't know where the opportunities were. Mm-hmm. They didn't know how to get to them. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what people they should talk to mm-hmm. try and get into or get into that or get exposed to that. Mm-hmm. And it's not that those opportunities aren't out there. It's mm-hmm. just that, you know, there's a large part of our community that just isn't being exposed to them mm-hmm. For whatever reason. It either they're not reaching out to try and find these opportunities, or outreach from these opportunities isn't what it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, in reaching out to the community, the arts community is always welcoming. It's just that the concept that people used to have about the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League was very much into the civil rights arena.
Right.
And not necessarily correlating somewhere differently. It is, again, refreshing to see that you see the arts as means of engaging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is also important to mention that, in this case, the exhibition, the Black Experience.
Yes.
Facilitates or might facilitate the understanding from different communities,
right.
from, and I'm talking about all kinds of communities,
yeah.
to what implies to have the Black experience.
Right.
And kind of having or trying to have that common ground,
mm-hmm.
Because we might not have experienced that. And
right.
unless you are using some kind of empathy.
Right.
That probably that's what I imagine you guys are aspiring to develop somehow.
Yes.
To instill the change, if you will.
Yes.
Might facilitate that understanding. So reaching out, I think it's a very smart move from the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League. It'll be important to make a correlation about Jim Gilliam's involvement and how Jim Gilliam was pivotal to the creation of the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League here in Wilmington.
Right.
He recently passed away. Mm-hmm. It was an icon, continues being an icon, and is widely recognized as one of those that when Jim Gilliam said something, everybody paid attention to. Mm-hmm. At least I did, knowing who he was.
Right.
And commanding the voice he had. Well, it's always important to pay attention for those who bring something to the table. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to refer a little bit about that history, when that began, for people to know why it's still there and standing strong, and maybe reaching out to the community efforts to continue doing the change that he was aspiring to to do.
So something that you mentioned earlier was that traditionally the idea of the Urban League is more about civil rights and changing laws to better the community. And at the Young Professionals, we look at it that way, but we also take another view in that civil rights is engagement, like you said. Mm-hmm. One thing that was really important to Mr. Gilliam was the arts and having the arts involved and a part of the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. So that was another reason why it was important for us to make sure, especially after his passing, that the Arts and Culture Committee was a part of the Urban League Young Professionals. Mr. Gilliam is still very important to the Urban League, and we refer to some of his quotes and to some of the people who knew him the best all the time when it comes to ideas that we're throwing out there about things that we can do in the future.
And we'll continue talking about that, I'm sorry, but let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are listening and tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts Radio Show. We're fortunate to have with us today Casmira Cade. She's the chair of the Arts Committee of the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League Young Professionals. The Urban League is the oldest, civil rights organization established back in the day with Jim Gilliam's efforts. And we were just talking, Casmira, about how pivotal he's been in Wilmington and across the state, not necessarily only Wilmington.
Right.
And let me remember that in one of my conversations, I said one day, talking to Jim, saying, you look fantastic. And he said, well, keep talking. So he was such a funny guy, refreshing to talk to. But going back to your point with the understanding that the impact of the arts continues to be or might facilitate, in a way, these civil rights efforts
to
continue that are needed from a fresher perspective, do you think?
Yes. Yes, I agree with that. Also, in facilitating those efforts, this show that we're having for the month of February, opening February 3rd, is going to start the conversation of what does civil rights look like now in 2016 here in Wilmington? What does it look like visually? And what do we want it to look like in the future?
There you go. And let's make a parenthesis here for people who are interested in submitting art.
Yes. Friday, tomorrow from 5 to 6 p.m., please bring your artwork to the Chris White Gallery. If you do not have an application, applications will be on hand. Submission fee is $1 per piece. Saturday and Sunday, we will also be collecting artwork, also at the Chris White Gallery, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
There you go. So by the time you're listening to this radio program, you still have time. To go to the Chris White Gallery. Why don't you mention your website and the likes, and if there's a contact information that you want to share for them?
Sure. The Young Professionals, we have a Facebook page that is very, very active. Mm-hmm. Just search Metropolitan Bloomington Urban League Young Professionals in Facebook, and you should find us. Also, if you need to contact me or interested in mm-hmm. any future opportunities for artists or getting exposure, please email kasmira.seymour@gmail.com. That's KASMIRA. SEYMOUR@gmail.com.
And that is perfect because, Kasmira, you people might not have time based on the fact that this is the last book.
That's right,
but
yeah.
You're thinking about future events and future activities. Would you like to share what you guys have in mind? Maybe if you have a potential day so people keep being engaged.
So we were supposed to have our kickoff event January 24th mm-hmm. this past Sunday, but because of the snow, we had to postpone it mm-hmm. for February 24th.
Oh, okay.
February 24th will also serve as a reception for our exhibition. Mm-hmm. So everyone is welcome. That will be from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
And what is that happening?
It's at the Chris White Gallery. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. So I hope to hear from you all, and I hope that I see many, many new faces coming to drop off artwork and to celebrate with us during our exhibition reception on February 24th.
So from the things that you're receiving, is there something that is standing out? Are people more inclined for pictures, photography? Maybe painting, maybe poetry. What is the thing that you are seeing like more resonating with people so far?
So far, I've seen a lot of paintings. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have seen a couple different sculptures, some jewelry work that has been really interesting. Yeah. We have Pieces of a Dream Incorporated, the dance mm-hmm. company, mm-hmm. is involved with the Arts and Culture Committee, and mm-hmm. they will be performing for us during our reception on
That's
the 24th.
Great.
Yes, they are awesome. Which also, and their body of work also facilitates those conversations mm-hmm. around civil rights and what it looks like and what it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
So the sky's the limit.
That's right.
There is no limitation for those who have creativity
want
to express an idea. But the topic, in any case, is the Black experience.
That's right, yes.
So future activities, where do you see the committee doing more stuff, arts-related, for the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League as we move forward?
Right now, we are looking to partner with different organizations.
Okay.
We have a couple ideas of things that we'd like to do. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily anything that has been completely planned out.
I see.
So, but we are working on it, and we are open to ideas and partnerships and collaborations with mm-hmm. other arts organizations so that we can bring those amateur artists into a more professional space,
mm-hmm.
Whether that be in terms of what their artwork looks like or how they present themselves mm-hmm. for their artwork. So we're open to a lot right now.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the perfect timing for those organizations, art organizations that are nearby.
Right.
And let's face it, Newcastle County, particularly Wilmington, has a lot of arts organizations.
That's right.
Of all kinds.
That's right.
So this is the perfect location to be in terms of reaching out to different organizations. So I'm sure you're going to find sympathetic ears.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention of the program is reaching out, helping you guys reaching out to those institutions that might be interested in working closer from a civil rights standpoint,
right.
/ arts-oriented stuff
mm-hmm.
With the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League. Before I forget, people, I'm sure people are interested in getting to know you and talking to you.
Okay.
Could you please share your contact information again?
Sure. You can contact me via email at kasmira.seymour@gmail.com. That's KASMIRA.SEYMOUR@gmail.com.
And for those who are tuning right now, she, Kasmira Kate, is the chair of the Arts Committee of the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League Young Professionals who are interested in partnering and reaching out to different organizations, arts-related, and also civil rights movement-related.
Right.
That could well blend nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So last, if you will, words of wisdom based on your arts experience. How do you see, or what's been the impact of the arts, Kasmira, in your case?
In my life?
Yes.
Major. I was interested in art from a high school teacher, Miss P at Kingsley.
There you go. Uh-huh.
And ever since then, I've been drawing, painting, writing poetry, and it serves for me as a therapeutic space a lot of times. And it also helps me challenge myself in terms of my artwork and some things that I may be dealing with in my life as well. So just major impact. I don't really know how to pinpoint for you. The arts are a part of my life.
That's the part of life that we always want to share. But if you have to pick and choose, and what are the things that you do the most these days?
I work a lot with watercolor paints.
I see.
Okay. And I do large 22x18 paintings of watercolors. Yeah.
Those are kind of big.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. In closing, because we only have a few seconds left,
okay.
Let me thank you again, Kasmira, for coming here and reaching out to us and letting us know that you're working on this Black Life experience exhibition that is happening. The last push is like right now.
Yeah.
Get in contact with them because they are still accepting this weekend.
That's right.
Art pieces of all sorts. So let me thank you again for your time today and asking for updates as we move forward and probably sharing what the winners and their topics and the likes. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.